for those of you who don't have a computer, are not real computer savvy, you can start off with just getting your, like, a little recipe box. Go to the, you know, you can go to Walmart, get your little recipe box, get you, you know, some index cards, get you the months, January, obviously, through December, and 1 through 31, and put those into, like, a recipe box. And let's say, for an example, it's, you know, we're talking about June the 1st, and you was talking to someone. Let's say I was talking to Wendy, and Wendy said, you know what, it's vacation time here, we got vacation Bible school coming up, the kids are out of school, you know, I'm not going to be doing anything for 2 weeks. So what do? I take her name, I write down information, add as much information as I can on Wendy, then I go to that card box, and because I need to check with her in 2 weeks, I just count 14 days. Today is basically, the 7th. So on the 20th, I drop her little index card there on the 20th because that's, you know, the next day I want to call her, right? So I basically forget about Wendy. And then on the evening of the 20th, I get up here in my office or, you know, wherever I'm doing my business, and I look out to see what my schedule is for tomorrow. And boom, there's Wendy's card. Boom, I read it. Everything comes back to me now, and I remember to call Wendy the next day. So there's ways that you can keep up with a great little database without having the expense of a computer and whatnot, just simply by using a little simple recipe box. Because I tell you what, with this dollar promotion, it's just unbelievable. Everywhere you go, let's talk a little bit about promoting some of that stuff. I know in my case, you know, I'm using the cards that we had on the back office, as simple as ABC, the sizzle cards, as we call them. I've used those. We got other people with sizzle cards. Growth Pro's got some great sizzle cards. Or you can just make up your own sizzle card right off your computer. I know, Kelly, you're really good at designing things. You made a beautiful flyer the other day, and wouldn't it be simple just to take a little simple computer, even Word document, print up a little business card-looking thing that says a special dental vision prescription chiropractic plan, $1?
Oh, yeah.
And just pass those out in the neighborhood. Pass them out wherever you go.
I'll do you one better. I've got a 16-year-old that I've got doing that for me in the mountains around the neighborhood, and I can write him off on my taxes.
Absolutely.
So I've got him out, and I'm cutting him in on my commissions, and he's going around town with flyers. I've printed 4,500 of them, and he's actually going to work with my husband tomorrow morning. My husband works in Philly, and he's going to take the train in with him, and he's going to stand outside and pass out flyers, and then he's going to come back to the train station and put flyers on people's cars.
Well, cool beans, cool beans. Wendy, what are some of the things that you're doing there in your area to take advantage of the dollar promotion?
We're really, Cam's going to be going, same thing as, you know, Kelly, we did have over 4,000 flyers too, and he's going to be going in and hitting all those strip mall stores and the small business stores, the fast food restaurants, the daycares, any place that wouldn't have coverage, and talk to the managers or the owners and offer coverage for their employees for $1 apiece to get them started. We're going to do a big deal that way. We also, like you, put civil cards out in some pharmacies. We put them out in clinics, hospitals, waiting rooms. And everyone's been very receptive to us. 90% of the people are saying, sure, go right ahead.
Wow, yeah, everybody likes a deal, right?
Yep.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you a question. Let's say that you was an administrator at a senior citizens type center, and I came to you and said, hey, look, I'd like to offer everybody in your place a very special program today. If you allow me to put up a little table here, everybody that comes by and picks up a brochure, we're going to offer them a benefits plan for only $1. How would you respond to that?
I would say, set your table up. They'll be here tonight.
Man, wouldn't that be something, guys?
Absolutely.
You know, just be creative on how you can go, and wherever you, you know, maybe it's a local YMCA, maybe in the morning they have a big aerobic class, whatever, you know, maybe go to the manager of the YMCA and say, hey, look, you know, we've come and got a big promotion going on, and we'd like to, you know, help everybody save money. If you allow me to put up a little table here for an hour or so when, you know, as people come in and out here, everybody that comes by, we're going to offer them a, you know, to save them up to, you know, $38 off of the price, and they can become a member today for only $1. and we'll you know, tell them it's a special that the YMCA is doing for all their members. You know, they're asking us to give a special discount for everybody. You guys become heroes, and we sign up a few members. So kind of get creative, guys, on what you can do out there in the marketplace, because I tell you what, the clock's clicking. We're on the, you know, it's July the 7th, and you still got plenty of time to enroll, you know, 30, 40, 50, who knows, 100 members on the books, and just think of the residual income that that's going to produce.
We're excited.
Rick, what are some of the things you're doing up in the Chicago, Kansas City area?
Well, we've also done a lot of flyer pass out. I had a group actually over in Ohio, Ruth Ellerbush, who went with one of her brokers to a flea market, and they ran out of brochures and flyers, and they've really put a lot of members on with the $1 special over there. Also, I had Mike just a cheap little $30 a month advertising. It was that one that you sent me with a picture of the little tooth with the smile face on it. It says dental plan, so I added a little display for another $30 this month. $60 for this thing. It's so cheap. The return on investment is so great. But I just added a small another display ad right next to it that just said $1 activation and first month July only, and put an arrow over to the one that they've seen there for the last year, and done some advertising around Kansas City here. But the flyers are really pulling a lot of calls.
I put a little ad in the Dallas paper. Verna encouraged me. She showed me the section. It was a senior section. It comes out every Wednesday. And we put a little display ad in there. Came out this morning. First call came in at 7 o'clock, 7:06, I believe it was. And we've had 64 calls today just off that one little display ad.
Wow.
So I got Verna downstairs dialing and smiling. I've been upstairs dialing and smiling. So, you know, once again, you know, there's a lot of things, guys and gals, that we can be doing to get ready, you know, for this dollar promotion. Now, you know, saying that, we also got something big coming up. You need to be thinking about this medical product we got coming up. And as you know, Ameriplan is nationwide doing trainings coast to coast, border to border. And we've got training going on, you know, all over the country. Almost every night of the week, the rest of this month, there's some kind of training going on. I know, Rick, you went, didn't you go to a training?
No, it's this next Tuesday.
Okay, I know Kelly went to a training. Kelly, kind of share with us, without getting in a lot of detail, number one, share with us if you thought it was important enough, because you had to drive a little ways, didn't you?
Yeah, it took me about an hour and a half. I picked up a broker I'd never met in person before, so that was kind of nice, and I brought a broker who's a friend of mine with me. So I did a little picking up, and it took about an hour and a half. It's over the Ben Franklin Bridge in Cherry Hill. But I met Lorena Brown-Watkins. Lorena, and that whole group, and there's a, you know, big Philadelphia group of people who meet out there. But yeah, it was a decent sized turnout, and I was glad I went. Some of the stuff I needed clarification on just at the very end of the meeting was absolutely superb for me, because I had 7 or 8 questions, and they just took questions in a hat and went up on the stage and read the questions. So I just thought every question I had about the plan after they had gone over everything answered right there. So that was really nice.
Well, cool. So you would encourage everybody on the call, even if they had to drive 2 or 3 or 4 hours, to make it to one of those trainings.
Well, sure, this is your business. And, I mean, how long are we going to be selling the medical plan? We've been selling this dental plan for 12 years. This medical plan is coming out. It's going to be humongous, and I want to be somebody who's got all the information as soon as it comes out. I don't want to wait until they start teaching it from home or whatever they're going to do later. I want to know everything beforehand so that I can start strategizing for my business. So, yeah, it's important for me.
Yeah, but wait a minute now. It's my understanding they're only going to, you know, they're going to open this thing up in Texas only. So why are you so interested in getting it now? Are you all the way up here in Pennsylvania?
Well, I can still sell it in Texas, and I can sell it in Georgia, and I can sell it in California, and, I can sell it in Pennsylvania. And I plan on, working the business as soon as it comes out. I've also got 4 brokers on my team in Texas alone who are going to need information to get themselves started. So feeling like, you know, a leader in that situation, I want to make sure that they're well-informed as well.
So you nailed something right there. It's real important. I want everybody to catch is the fact that it doesn't make any difference where you are today. On August the 2nd, Texas opens up, and, you know, what you need to be doing is finding out who do you know who knows somebody in Texas. because the minute that opens up in Texas, you're going to be able to pick up the phone and call your friend up in Austin, Texas, or Little Rock, Texas, or Houston, or San Antonio, or whatever, or Dallas. No, y'all got to stay out of Dallas. Dallas, that's not fair. But, you know, bottom line, take advantage. I know, Wendy, you got, what an awesome opportunity you have. I don't know, you must have got some kind of inside tip.
I had the Lord.
Yeah, I tell you what, BT and I have ever seen, here you are, you know, right on the, you know, hot spot there in Birmingham, and I don't know, when was it, 2-3 months ago, you started talking about moving to Texas.
That's right.
And now all of a sudden you just sold your house and you're moving to Texas and you're bringing a whole army. You're bringing 5 kids and your husband. You're going to take over Texas.
We are. And we got there. The Lord worked it out. The medical starts August 2nd. We move in August 3rd.
Oh, man, what a deal, you know. So everybody knows somebody in Texas. So,
yeah.
You know, take advantage now of developing that database.
Right.
As you begin to start talking to family and relatives and just, you know, how would we enter a conversation? Let's say that Rick's a distant cousin of mine. I might call Rick up and the conversation would be something like this. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Rick, it's Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great, Mike.
How's things up in Texas?
Things are going great. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, just working. How's the kids and the family?
Everybody's good.
Hey, good. Hey, I won't take but a minute, but I need your help.
Uh-huh.
Our company is expanding down there in your area, and we're looking for some people that if the money was right and the time was right, would be willing to take a look at a new product coming out into Texas that's going to sweep the country like never seen before. I know, you know, you're probably very, very happy down there, you know, working for Dell Computer, but I bet you know somebody that if the money was right and the time was right, at least be willing to take a look at something.
Well, maybe I would be.
Boom, there you go. See, you never know. All you want to do right now is gather up some information, gather up some data, you know, and be planting some seeds up and down the pipeline here because you never know because everybody knows somebody in Texas. So you want to plug your people into asking. You know, I'd even get me a button. If I was out a lot in the public, I'd get me a little button, and you can make buttons up real simple. Just, you know, get you a big old button and you can get these labels and put on it. And just, you know, put a picture of the state of Texas and on that button just put on there, do you know someone in Texas? Who do you know lives in Texas? Or just put the button up there says Texas with a question mark. And if you're standing in line at the grocery store, somebody's going to say, what's the deal with the question mark in Texas? Oh, I'm looking for people who live in Texas. Well, you know, I got a cousin who lives in Texas. Really? Man, I tell you what, are they interested in generating some pretty serious income? Boom. Then you get your name and number. Then you call them up, and the conversation might go something like this. Ring, ring. I'm calling Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Kelly Fuller.
This is she.
Hi, Kelly. My name is Mike McDonald. I know you don't know me, but I got your name from your cousin, Wendy, down here in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And she tells me that... That you're a stay-at-home mom with 5 kids, and that, you know, if the time was right and the money was right, you might be interested in working from home.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been looking for a long time, actually, now, so that sounds great.
Boom. Well, I was visiting with Wendy. She gave me your name and said that you just had the greatest personality, good work ethics, and was excited-type personality, and you know, that kind of fits what we're looking for. Do you have access to the Internet?
I do.
Good. I'd like to give you a website to go look at. Just kind of go through the website, a couple of videos to look at, some information, and, you know, if any part of it has any remote interest, my name and phone number and email will be on there. I would like to hear back from you.
That sounds great. I'm really interested.
But pretty simple deal, would you agree?
Yep.
So basically, you know, those are a couple of tips that we can take advantage of. Every week here on the call, you know, we promise to bring you some tips to help you advance your business. And dadgummit, there's not any reason that everybody on this call, you know, plugging into the system, plugging into the training calls, plugging into, you know, the decision call. That's what we call our Monday call, our decision call, the Monday night, 9 o'clock recruiting call. That's a decision call for people to make a decision if this business is for them. So, you know, plug into the nationwide conference calls that we do all the time. Take advantage of the direct mail system, the lead system, the co-op system, all those kind of tools that we have, because dadgummit, everybody on this call deserves, you know, to have financial freedom and deserves it, and take advantage of the window of opportunity that Dennis and Daniel have given us. You know, the 4th of July just came by, and it just constantly should remind us how fortunate we are to live in America where we can, you know, have our own business. You know the number one, Wendy, you know who the number one importer into Japan is?
No.
Rick, you know?
I'm going to guess that it's the U.S.
No, not the country. The number one importer.
Oh, you mean company?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kelly?
The first thought is computers.
No, number one importer in Japan is Amway.
Oh my God.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah.
So think about that for a minute. It's a network marketing company. What a great opportunity, you know, that we have to live in a country, you know, obviously, you know, Russia, you know, had its doors closed to free enterprise. You know who the number one free enterprise system is in Russia? Mary Kay. And just like they've only had that for just a very short time. We wonder sometimes why over in America so many foreigners have so much success.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they haven't taken for granted the right of freedom.
Right.
The ability to go out and build an empire, to build a business. They got good work ethics. Mm-hmm. Nobody told them they can't do it. They're all of a sudden, they're in a country that lets them do it, and so they don't take anything for granted. And that's the reason so many foreigners have so much success over here in America in this freedom enterprise we have. So, you know, if you're on the call here tonight, just remember, man, we're lucky. You know, all of us know who Sam Walton is, and he changed the retail industry as we know it today. We all know who Bill Gates is. He changed the computer industry as we know it today. Ray Kroc changed the restaurant industry as we know it today. Herb Kelleher changed the airline industry as we know it today. Dennis and Daniel Bloom, with all of our help, we will change the healthcare industry as we know it today. And so we need to take advantage of this window of opportunity because, dadgummit, we never know what's going to come around again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody said, well, I tried that and it didn't work. Well, you never quit trying. I mean, sometimes, if flyers didn't work the first time, almost anything I've ever done in all the years I've been in this industry, one thing I've learned, you got to be consistent at doing it. You can't just do it once and make a judgment call that it did or did not work. I run ads in Dallas, and they work really, really good. One week, I run the same ad in Houston, and not work at all. I run the same ad in Kansas City, it'd be fantastic. You never know from time to time what's going to work and what's not going to work. But you just keep on keeping on. You never quit doing it. And all of a sudden, you get blessed just like Wendy has, just like Kelly has, just like I have, just like Rick has, and somebody comes in your organization that just takes off. We all have experienced that because we didn't have no quit, and we just kept on talking, and we just kept on building, and we just, call it luck, call it whatever you want to, but, luck is brought on by consistent perspiration and the sweat just by being in the game. So, anyway, we get ready to wrap up the call. Rick, what closing statements would you like to give all the new people on the call tonight?
Just take absolute advantage of this special. I remember last year, Mike, when the broker, the $20 broker thing, I think, didn't your organization grow by 500,000 people or something like that? Just huge growth because you really took advantage of it and leveraged it.
Absolutely.
And with this, I mean, there's so many ways to use it. So many people in my group have made goals of 100 members, which is going to be, $3,600 in advances if they were all family plans. And people's incomes are going to be really affected by this if we as leaders really promote the special and really, really get into it and make it a big thing. But also use this special to fill out. People coming on board can make RSD faster. You mm-hmm. can use this special to build your group and finish off RSDs, which is where the building is too.
Yeah, really, all we do day in and day out is 6 and 4, 6 and 4, 6 and 4, 6 and 4, 6 and 4. And he or she who does the most 6 and 4s wins. That's the bottom line. Kelly, what closing comments would you like to share with people tonight?
Oh, gosh. I just encourage everybody. There's lots and lots of people out there saying they're going to get hundreds and hundreds of members, and I think that's fantastic, and I say go for it. What I have as the goal for everyone in my group is just for everybody to get their 6. Imagine if everyone on your whole team got their 6.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, and that's what we're pushing for. I said, George Bush's statement, no child left behind. I've got no brokers left behind going out in my emails. I'd like to see everybody get their six members this month, because next month we work on brokers, and guess what? Everybody's moving up, and that's what excites me. It's like, if you put yourself in a position of senior regional sales director before medical gets really set out all these states, you're going to be in a position to see your income tripling.
Absolutely.
Man,
that's powerful.
Yeah.
No wonder you're a national sales director. That's some powerful stuff.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I learned from the best.
You know, that does make so much sense, guys, to get the six members out of the way. Anything over that is a bonus, but, at least get your six. Actually, probably wouldn't hurt to get 10 on the books. That way there you have a couple cases of crop failure.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, obviously you need a minimum of six on the books. So, at least go for, 6 to 10 just to have a few cases of crop failure. And that's really powerful just to go out there and do that. That's some wise stuff right there.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
This is Ned.
Hey, Ned.
How you doing?
Hey, I forgot you was on the call. Go ahead.
I didn't forget about you, though.
There you go.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I went in those little flyers that Rick was talking about, four on a page, where you put the $1 special promotion on that. I went into town today and had put up about 400 of them in different Safeways and Fry's grocery stores. They've got those little areas where they've got tables set up where people can eat that are buying from their delis.
Right.
And each one of those has a cork board in there, and you can go in and put about 25 real easy on those cork boards. And while I was doing that, of course, on my van, I've got the signs on my van that say up to 80% off on dental.
Right.
Well, before I left the house this morning, I took my white shoe polish and I went out there on my back windows and I wrote July special, $1 sign up, and I received 6 calls off my van being parked in those grocery stores.
No way.
Those things. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I know Drew, Tom out there in Florida, he had some magnetic signs put on, and he's got a deal in there. He got on there $1 special, and he's had a bunch of calls as well. So that's incredible. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You betcha.
All right, Ms. Wendy, what closing comments could you share with us?
The only thing I can really think of is, Chris and Kelly stole my thunder. But the main thing that, if you want to see your business skyrocket, now's the time to jump in and really take advantage of this promotion and just go out and give it everything you've got and just watch what's going to happen. And not to forget, in the process of doing that, the brokers that you can bring in, I know it's been huge for me the last few days. That we're running a special right now. You get in now, you can be able to take advantage of the special and knock out RFP so much faster.
Absolutely. As being an old veteran into this industry, I have people all the time tell me, that company's 12 years old. It's probably too late to really have any success with that company. Because, some people will tell you the only way to have real success is with some startup company. Well, the risk of a startup company is so huge that, I eliminate startup companies right off the bat. But then I go back and I think about, Wendy. I say, let me tell you about this girl named Wendy from Alabama. What has happened to your check in just the last year?
Oh, man, over 60,000
in residual. 60,000 residual. So how in the world can somebody have a legitimate argument that it's too late? When somebody from small-town USA, a stay-at-home mom with 5 kids, can get into the business, work it part-time, and in less than a year have a $60,000 residual income, how can you say it's too late?
Right.
It is just the beginning. The biggest checks paid out in the merit plan have not even been paid out. We haven't even found the broker yet that's going to get the big checks.
Right.
They're sitting around waiting on somebody to call them. So, with that, guys, Ned, you got any closing comments you'd like to feed the people real quick?
Well, Mike, I'll tell you, for the people that are on that simple as ABC system with the new audio messenger that's in there, this just really gives everybody an opportunity to put out a real heartfelt message. And, we're talking about member prospects here. And, there's so many people that we're prospecting as brokers that are sitting out there thinking, I wonder if their benefits really work. I wonder if people really are saving money. And you know what? They may not be answering your phone calls. They may not be answering your emails just because of it. And what if you go in there and put a voice broadcast in there that would give those people to do a test drive? Check our benefits out for 30 days. Use them as much as you want. You know, go to the get a pair of glasses, go get an eye exam, go get a cavity filled or your teeth cleaned or get LASIK surgery if you want to. Use it for 30 days. If you don't like it, if you don't see the savings, then obviously you're not going to get behind it to sell it, and you can return your cards and get your dollar back. But if you do like it, you can always upgrade to a broker at any time.
Makes total sense to me. All right, guys. Well, I tell you what, we appreciate y'all being on the call with us tonight. As always, powerful stuff bringing to the table here. We hope everybody took some good notes, because I know personally I picked up a few nuggets here. And we just appreciate everybody so much. Take advantage. Be sure and check your back office to find out when the training is going to be in your area to take advantage of these special trainings. And we'll be here next week. Every Wednesday, we're here with some powerful stuff. So God bless, take care, and thanks everybody for being on the call. Bye-bye for now.